Yeah, very thankful to Tom for having a chat. Is it difficult to reflect on a game like that so soon after the final siren?
Yeah, it is. It's also raw at the moment. You'll go home now and you'll watch the game a million times over in your head and you'll start to nut it out. But yeah, right now it just stings.
Can you just tell us what happened with Jed Buse before the first bounce?
Yeah, so a couple of fitness staff tried to implement a new tackling drill just before the bounce, after the siren, to get us fired up, and he's rolled his ankle on Sam Metagola. So no one had any idea what was going on, it's fair to say.
Hey, Tom, bad luck tonight. You've got within 10 points, but yet you played so poorly for most of the night, particularly that first half. What do you think went wrong early on?
I think just they were cleaner around the ball. Testament to them, they're a really fantastic contested team, and their pressure's elite. So we just went up for the fight early. We thought we rectified it at the end of the second quarter, but to be honest, if you give any team a head start like that in most games of footy, it's very hard to come back from.
Do you notice the dominance of Brody Grundy, a ruckman like that, as a defender with the ball the way it was coming in? Or their speed around the contest more?
Think they're spread away from the contest. Just they got it to the outside a bit too easily, and they had some pretty good looks inside 50, but we thought we defended fairly well behind the ball with a lot of ball coming in, but unfortunately sometimes you just get goals kicked on you.
Darcy Moore and Jeremy Howe took over 20 marks between them. Was that mentioned by Chris Scott, the way the ball entered, or your forwards not creating a good enough contest?
I haven't spoken to Scotty, but we noticed that late. Just a couple of key early with Howie, we thought we just let him get around and jump at it too much, and then Darcy took some fantastic marks late, so we'll look at that and then we'll move forward, because that's all we can do now.
Well done on your own game, Tommy, though, because people have said that you mightn't have had the greatest finals games in the past, but that you've got to get it past that, and you did brilliantly tonight. Just the forward setup at Collingwood, is it one of the most difficult with all the, they've got pretty well talented forwards, and but they're small mediums more than the big blokes, and Majacek plays a different type.
Yeah.
Is that hard matchup for you blokes to get it right at times?
It was, but we back ourselves in one-on-one. We've trained so much of that stuff throughout the summer, just having to play one-on-one, and with the new rules you can't hide, so we thought early they got a couple of cheap ones, but the way they set up's quite unique. They just get their forwards so high and just leave one deep, so it just does test you out, but we have to back ourselves in as well to read the ball and try and come off and help our mate.
Can you tell us about the Reece Stanley move before the game? What was the main thinking behind that? Was it just Blissard go head-to-head against Grundy and see what happened? And, what happened from there?
To be honest, I'm not in the coach's box, and I just think they thought that Blitz might have been a bit more aerobically
around the ground.
Yeah, around the ground, just try and get him on the fizz a bit and try and take him forward a bit more. But like I said, I can't really vouch for the coaches in what their thinking was.
Tom, thanks for having me chat, mate. Good luck next week against the Eagles.
Thanks, guys.